نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, it is only the very great favor and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that such a large gathering of reciters of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, have been gathered underneath this roof of tent material. Dalika fadlullah. This is only the favor of Allah. No human being can achieve this. Different people from different backgrounds, different temperaments, different walks of life, different colors, different nationalities, different languages, having gathered together under one roof, sitting on the hard ground, the sand around us, the beddings wrapped up in one corner, for such a gathering to occur. No complaint, no argument, no fighting with one another. All have gathered on one purpose, on one object. This, my respected brothers, is only the achievement of Allah. Only Allah can do this. How many insan there are, how many human beings there are in this gathering, that precisely we cannot say. But there is absolutely no doubt about the fact that many, many more times than the number of human beings in this gathering are that celestial and pure creation of Allah, the Malaika of Allah, who 24 hours of every day, they do not eat, they do not drink, they do not sleep. They are perpetually engaged in hymning and glorifying the praises of Allah. They have formed such a number that from the earth, stack upon stack, group upon group, they have gathered right up till the heavens. Who is on my left? Who is on my right? The name of that person, his background, his lineage, I may not know. But there is absolutely no doubt about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the name of each one in this gathering, knows his lineage, knows his background, knows with what sacrifice and with what hardship he has come to this gathering, what inner cry, what inner pain, what inner problem is there in his heart, what jazba and what zeal he has come with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of the condition of each and every one of us in this gathering. And wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah by name is mentioning each one in this gathering in front of his malaika. And not only is Allah mentioning each one, Allah is boasting about each one, and Allah is happy with each one in this gathering, that in this age of fitna and fasad, in this age of moral degradation, in this age of the very destruction of the sunnah and the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in this age when a very mockery is taking place of Islam, in this age of irtidad and of people coming out of the pale of Islam, such a huge gathering of the reciters of La ilaha illallah have come together for the sake of Allah's remembrance and for the sake of Allah's deen. Wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah is happy with each one that is in this gathering. This is only the favor of Allah. This is only the mercy of Allah. This is only the kindness of Allah. Why have we gathered? My respected brothers, the purpose and the object of this gathering is to once again remind ourselves and refresh within ourselves a forgotten lesson, a forgotten sabak. Sometimes an accident occurs, someone bangs their head. Sometimes something takes place, concussion occurs, as a result of which this human being loses his memory. He suffers from amnesia. He doesn't realize where he is, who he is, what his purpose and what his object is. To a very large extent, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in this day and age has forgotten what its purpose is and why it has come. The love of this world, the attraction and the embellishments and the desires for the temporary things of this world have in fact collided with our minds, collided with our hearts, collided with our intelligence, and caused us to forget who we are and why we have come. This is that ummah which was specially selected by Allah. Wajtabakum. Allah chose you, Allah selected you. Allah says in the Quran, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيب. Allah chooses for nubuwat whomsoever He wants. And Allah guides whom He wants. The same tense, the same expression ijtaba, which was used for nubuwat, Allah uses the same expression for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where Allah says, "Huwajtabakum," Allah chose you. Like a barrel full of apples, all the souls of humanity, from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, were in front of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala selected from the souls of humanity specific special souls, this one and this apple and this apple and this apple, like how you will select from a barrel of apples the ones that you prefer, like that Allah Ta'ala selected from the souls of humanity the souls of those people who were to be included in the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This comparison is just for our understanding. Laysa kamithlihi shay, walillahi al-mathalul a'la. There are no comparison and parables with Allah. Just for our understanding, Allah selected this one for the ummah of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one for the ummah of my beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one for the ummah of my beloved. Huwajtabakum. This ummah was selected. This ummah was chosen. We were given the greatest of anbiya alayhi wassalatu wassalam, Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were given the greatest kitab, the Quran of Allah subhanahu ta'ala. Such a great nisbat, such a great relationship, such a great association was granted to this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yet instead of appreciating this, instead of understanding this, instead of realizing what a great responsibility and position we had been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of dunya so clouded our hearts and so clouded our minds that we turned away from this and we began seeking honor, we began seeking distinction, we began seeking success in the temporary and the useless things of that dunya, which Allah Ta'ala Himself says is not equal to the wing of a mosquito. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know and they appreciate and they understand the apparent and credible and tangible things of this world, but of akhirat, of their maqsad, of their purpose, they are ghafil, they are negligent. Inna dunya khuliqat lakum wa antum khuliqtum lil akhira. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this dunya, this world was created for you. It was subjugated for insan. It was created to be of service for this insan. Wa antum, you insan, you were not created for this world. Khulil akhirah, you have been created for akhirat. You have been created to serve Allah. You have been created to serve the deen of Allah. Yabna Adam, khalaqtul ashya'a li ajlik wa khalaqtuka li ajli fala tashtaghir bima huwa anta lak amman أنت فلا تشتغل بما هو لك عمن أنت له. Allah Ta'ala addresses this insan and Allah says, O Ibn Adam, O insan, I have created things for you and I have created you for me. I have created things for you and I have created you for me. Do not let the involvement in the pursuit of that which is already yours. Do not let the involvement in the pursuit of that which is already yours make you negligent of that which you were created for. Do not let involvement in acquiring this dunya make you forget and make you negligent of realizing what you were created for. You were created for Allah. You were created for the deen of Allah. You were selected and chosen by Allah. This forgotten lesson, why was this ummah selected? Why was this ummah chosen? Why was this ummah sent? My respected brothers, Allah's qasam, that for which 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam was sent to this world, that for which Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam people their blood, that for which Anbiya were slaughtered, that for which Anbiya were cut into two pieces, that for which Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam underwent untold hardship, untold difficulty, untold suffering, untold hunger, that same purpose and same object for which Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam finished themselves, Allah chose, Allah selected the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every male, every female, every educated, every uneducated, every rich, every poor, every king, every pauper, every laborer, every black, every white of this ummat was selected for that for which Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam were sent. More than 1,000 years before this ummat could come into existence, Allah Ta'ala addressed Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, Inni faddaltu ummata Muhammad ala al-umami kulliha, wa sanantu alayhim as-sunan allati sanantuha ala al-anbiya, wa iftaradtu alayhim al-fara'id allati iftaradtuha ala al-anbiya. O Dawood, I have given fadilat, I have given virtue, I have given distinction, I have given honor to the ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over every other ummat. I made sunnat upon them, the sunnat of Anbiya. I made farz upon them, the fariza of Anbiya. What the day of my Anbiya were had to become the day of this ummat. What the night of Anbiya were had to become the night of this ummat. What the object of Anbiya was had to become the object of this ummat. And if they will fulfill this, hatta ya'tuni yawm al-qiyamah wa nuruhum mithlu nuril anbiya, if they will fulfill this, they will come to me on the day of judgment and I will give them nur like the nur of the anbiya. Listen to what Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says to the people of Yemen. Ya ahlal Yemen, Ya ahlal Yemen, ana rasulu rasulillahi ilaykum. No other ummat had this distinction. No other ummat had this honor of saying this. O people of Yemen, I am the Rasul. I am the representative of the Rasul of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been sent to you. This ummat was sent. This ummat was selected. This ummat was chosen for the work of Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Rib'i bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah fill the qabr of this sahabi with nur. The annals of history have placed down in stone, have recorded those words which he uttered in the court of Rustam, a kafir king. These words have been encapsulated so that through every era and every facet of this ummah, right up till the last person to come before Qiyamah, there is no longer any excuse. No one can say, I didn't know what my job was. No one can say, I didn't know why Allah sent me. This sahabi clearly elucidated, clearly mention that which every sahabi understood when he walked into the court of Rustam, flanked on either sides by the sentries of Rustam, in his hand, a broken sword which he dragged on the ground, renting the rich plush carpet of Rustam in two pieces, behind him pulling his donkey, fearlessly understanding his mansab, understanding his wazifa, understanding his position, understanding his status, understanding his purpose, he walks right up to Rustam and addresses him, Ma jina ilaykum, O Rustam, we haven't come to you. It was not of our desires. This was no choice of ours. We didn't leave our homes of our own accord. We didn't leave our businesses and our livelihoods of our own accord. We did not leave Medina Munawwara and Makkah Mukarrama of our own accord. Ma jina ilaykum, this ummat hasn't come. Allahu ibta'athana ilaykum, Allah has sent us to you. Allah has sent this ummat. Nahnu mab'uthun min Allah. We have been sent. We have been selected. We have been chosen by Allah. for what? What is our task? What is our mission? لِنُخْرِجَ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ عِبَادَةِ الْعِبَادِ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ رَبِّ الْعِبَادِ وَمِنْ ضِيقِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَىٰ سَعَةِ الْآخِرَةِ وَمِنْ جَوْرِ الْأَدْيَانِ إِلَىٰ عَدْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. We have been sent by Allah to take this entire humanity out of the servitude, out of the false belief, out of the false conviction, out of the slavery, out of the bondsmanship of the created things, and put them into the servitude, into the slavery, into the bondsmanship of the Creator Allah. We have been sent to take humanity out of the servitude of the creation of Allah and put them into the servitude of Allah. We have been sent to invite this humanity out of the tightness and the narrowness of this dunya and introduce them to the vastness of the akhirat. We have been sent to take this humanity out of the injustice and the oppression of every other way of life and introduce them to the justice of Islam. فَأَرْسَلَنَا. Listen. No excuse remains. More clearer than this we cannot find. فَأَرْسَنَا بِدِينِهِ. Allah sent us with His deen. فَأَرْسَلَنَا بِدِينِهِ إِلَىٰ خَلْقِهِ. To this entire humanity. لِنَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ. To invite them to the greatness of Allah. To invite them to the success of deen. To invite them to the success of Islam. This ummah are du'at ila Allah. This ummah were da'is. This ummah was selected for this. The life of Medina Munawwara, the pages of Quran, the pages of the annals of history are calling out to this ummah that understand, you were not sent to amass the wealth of this world. Allah will put the wealth of this world at your feet. You were not sent to be rulers and to be governors. These are things that came by the way for this ummah. You were not sent to build big, big homes in this world. Your homes and your palaces are in Jannat. You are a traveler in this world. كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ أَوْ عَابِرُ السَّبِيلِ. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, my ummah are wayfarers, my ummah are travelers. They have not been sent for dunya. This ummah was sent to call out to this entire humanity that has forgotten the Allah, to call out to this humanity that is chasing after a lie, that come back to Allah, that which each and every Nabi of Allah throughout the ages did, is the mansab, is the responsibility, is the wazifa, is the job, is the task of each ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to call out to this entire humanity, fafirru ilallah, fafirru ilallah, run back to your Allah, come back to Allah. Allah is waiting for you. Success is with Allah, honor is with Allah, dignity is with Allah. Everything else besides Allah cannot do. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Such a king, such a ruler, such a power, such a being. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs solely to Allah, the entire creation, whether it be the earth, the rivers, the trees, the mountains, the jungle, insan, jinnat, birds, insects, animals, whether it be the creations of the oceans. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than all the entire population of the whole earth. More than 6 billion makhlukat Allah Ta'ala has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans, moving upwards, whether it is the comets, whether it is the asteroids, whether it is the stars, whether it is the planets. It is said the sun is 325,500 times the size of the earth, and the sun is only one star. This galaxy in which the sun is contained is so vast. It is said It is a conjunction of 17 galaxies forming one super galaxy. To travel from one side of this galaxy to the other at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it will take you 2 million years to finish just this galaxy. And it is said that there are 500 billion other such galaxies. In these galaxies are so many stars, many of them millions of times the size of the sun. It is said that there are so many stars that with the most complex instruments that are available to insan, from the light that is being given off from the universe, they are only able to see 4 or 5% of the universe. They estimate that in that 4 or 5%, there are so many stars that if 1 second was given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. Moving upwards, this is beneath the first heaven. Whether it is the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, and the malaika of all these heavens, from the earth right up till the arsh of Allah, everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing moves. Nothing stops moving except with the qudrat and the power of one Allah. This entire creation, لا يملكون لأنفسهم ضر ولا نفع ولا يملكون موت ولا حياة ولا نشورا. It cannot benefit, it cannot harm, it cannot live, it cannot die, it cannot be resurrected except through the qudrat and the power of one Allah. One Allah alone is the doer. Allah is Mudabbir, the arranger and the decreer of every affair. Yudabbirul Amra, minas samai ilal ard, from the heavens to the earth. The arranger and decreer of every affair is only one Allah. Mudabbir is Allah. Mudabbir bila mu'in. Mudabbir bila mushir. Mudabbir bila wazir. Mudabbir bila zahir. Mudabbir bila mathil. Allah is the arranger. There is no advisor with Allah. There is no minister with Allah. There is no helper with Allah. There is no similitude with Allah. There is no equal with Allah. He is alone. He does not beget, nor was he begotten. Lam yalid walam yulad, lam yattakhid sahibata wala walada. Allah does not have wives. Allah does not have children. Allah is not dependent on anyone. He is alone. Ahad, one. Samad, totally independent. La yasta'inu bi shay. Allah does not take help from anything. La yahtaju ila shay. Allah is not dependent on anything. La yakhfa alayhi shay. Nothing is hidden from Allah. La yanfa'uhu shay. Nothing benefits Allah. La yadurruhu shay. Nothing harms Allah. La yaghlibuhu shay. Nothing overpowers Allah. Supreme, sole controller of the heavens and the earth, and in controlling all this, ma kana rabbuka nasiya. Allah does not forget anything. La ya'uduhu hifdhuhuma. The protection of the heavens and the earth does not tire Allah. La ta'khudhuhu sinatu wala nawm. Allah never sleeps. Allah never dozes off. La tahsabanna Allah ghafila. Allah is not inattentive for 1 second to any of His creation. Such a hakim, such a ruler who is controlling everything and aware of everything at any given moment. La yushghiluhu azimu sultanihi min siri sultanihi. In the controlling of the huge creation, in listening to the huge creations, Allah does not become inattentive to the smaller creations. In listening to the malaika, Allah does not become inattentive to insan. In listening to insan, Allah does not become inattentive to the animals. In listening to the animals, Allah does not become inattentive to the birds. In listening to the birds, Allah does not become inattentive to the insects. That Allah who is controlling Jibreel is the same Allah who is controlling the tiny ant. That Allah who is protecting Mount Everest is the same Allah that is protecting the grain of sand. That Allah that is controlling the wind of the hurricane is the same Allah that is controlling the wind that is coming out of your fan. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَٰهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَٰهٌ. He is the ilah of the heavens, he is the ilah of this earth. Everything belongs to him. هُوَ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ الْبَحْرِ. The seas belong to Allah. سَخَّرَ لَكُمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. The rivers belong to Allah. وَالْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَحَاهَا. The earth belongs to Allah. أَخْرَجَ مِنْهَا مَاءَهَا وَمَرْعَاهَا. The waters belong to Allah. The crops and the grains belong to Allah. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. The clouds belong to Allah. Such huge clouds hanging, suspended between the heavens and the earth. What is holding it up? It is said cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud which contains 300 million tons of water. The entire Niagara Fall, while we are sleeping, is floating above your home. You are totally secure and unharmed. وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. The cloud that is suspended between the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Everything around us belongs to Allah. The rainwaters belong to Allah. أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثُمَّ يُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهُ ثُمَّ يَجْعَلُهُ رُكَامًا فَتَرَى الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. Why don't you see how Allah gathers the clouds together, makes them a clump, and then from in between them, Allah Ta'ala brings down the rainwaters. It is said the lowest cloud is 1200 meters above the earth. The object, an object the size of a rain droplet, if dropped from that height, when it reaches the earth, should be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. Like bricks falling on your heads. Yet Nizam of Rububiyat of Allah, Allah is Rabb. Allah Ta'ala has made that rain droplet in such a shape that friction between it and the atmosphere occurs, so that by the time that droplet of rainwater reaches the earth, it is not traveling at 558 kilometers an hour, but it is traveling at 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. One water, it goes into the mouth of the cow, it becomes milk. It goes into the mouth of the snake, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the scorpion, it becomes poison. Goes into the mouth of the bee, it becomes honey. Goes into the mouth of the deer, it becomes musk. Goes into the mouth of the silkworm, it becomes silk. Goes into the mouth of insan, it quenches its thirst. One water, no color, no taste, no smell. The sand, no taste, no smell. The seed is put into the ground, and Allah from above His arsh makes the mango sweet, makes the karela bitter, makes the carrot hard and sweet, makes the watermelon red. مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَن تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا. Does anyone else have this power? Allah is asking, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Why don't you look at the crops that you are cultivating? Are you causing it to grow? Are we causing it to grow? إِنَّ اللَّهَ فَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ. It is Allah that splits the seed. It is Allah that brings that sprout forth. أَإِلَاهُمْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Allah is asking, is there any other ilah besides you, Allah? Is there anyone else that is doing this for you? And then Allah complains, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمُ يَعْدِلُونَ. They ascribe partners with the Allah. How many places in the Quran Allah speaks of the injustice of this insan? Around him are countless invitations towards the Qudrat of Allah. Around him are an indication of the countless bounties of Allah. Yet instead of handing himself over to Allah, he turns away from his Allah. Allah calls out, بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمُ يَعْدِلُونَ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ تَعَالَ اللَّهُ عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ أَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ أَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ أَنَّا يُصْرَفُونَ. O insan, O my banda, O my slave, whom are you turning to? Why have you forsaken your Allah? Why are you ascribing partners with your Allah? Why has your love turned away from Allah? Why is your allegiance on others besides Allah? Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. O insan, O my banda, O my slave, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Who is kareem? Who is generous? Who is kind? Alladhi khalaqak fasawwaka fa'adalak fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. That Allah who created you, that Allah who fashioned you, that Allah who protected you, that Allah who brought you forth, that Allah who endowed you with all these faculties that you have. Why have you forgotten your Allah? Insan's arrogance. As bin Wail comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a disbeliever. In his hands he has the decrepit remains, the skeletal remains of someone who had passed away a long time ago. The bones were perishing. He takes all this and he flings it in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with arrogance he says, Ya Muhammad, atazumu anna rabbaka yuhyi hadhihi wa hiya ramim? He says, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you claiming? Have you realized what you are saying? Are you claiming that your Rabb will resurrect and give life to this skeletal remains when it has already perished like this? Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم. Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Look at the arrogance of this insan. He's saying, he puts forward parables and examples. And he says, how is your Rabb going to give life to these bones? Why doesn't he realize where he was created from? What was his inception? هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا. Allah says, O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لم يكن شيئا مذكورا, when your dhikr wasn't made also. No one spoke about you. You didn't exist. إنا خلقنا الإنسان. We created you. From what? من نطفة أمشاج. From a mingling of sperms. Why doesn't this insan see, anna khalaqnahu min nutfa? We created him from sperm. When Allah speaks of the inception, of the origin of this insan, and we find one message coming across in the Quran, that of complete insignificance. Mimma in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. Mimma in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. Min nutfatin amshaj, from a mingling of sperms. Min sulalatin min teen, from an extract of clay. Walaqad khalaqna al-insana min sulalatin min teen, thumma ja'alnahu nutfatan fi qararin makin, thumma khalaqna al-nutfata alaqa, fakhalaqna al-alaqata mudgha, فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. Then he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage of creation. Yabna Adam, ja'altu laka qararan fi batni ummik. فَقَدَرْنَا فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ O insan, I gave you a place of rest and shelter in the womb of your mothers. Then the apportioning of Allah began. فَنِعْمَ الْقَادِرُونَ Allah is the best of apportioners. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ Allah says the treasures of everything are by Allah. Allah sends it down according to a set a portion and a set measure. غَشَيْتُكَ فِي غِشَاءٍ لِأَلَّا تَضَّعْ مِنْ ظُلْمَةِ الرَّحِيمِ I covered you with a cloth in the womb of your mothers so that the darkness of the womb would not frighten you. حَوَّلْتُ وَجْهَكَ إِلَى ظَهْرِهَا لِأَلَّا تَضُرُّكَ رَائِحَةُ الطَّعَامِ Your face was turned to the back of your mother so that the bad odor of the food coming from the stomach would not disturb you. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ مُتَّكًا عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَمُتَّكًا عَنْ يَسَارِكَ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَمِينِكَ فَالطِّحَالِ أَمَّا الَّذِي عَنْ يَسَارِكَ فَالْكَبِدِ I gave you a pillow to rest on your right side and a pillow to rest on your left side. The pillow on the right side was the spleen. The pillow on the left side was the liver. عَلَّمْتُكَ الْجُلُوسَ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّكَ You had to stay for 9 months. You couldn't possibly stand for such a long period of time. So Allah says, I taught you to sit in the womb of your mothers. Sit on water. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي Does anyone else have this qudrat? Does anyone else have this power? أَإِلَاهُمَّ Allah? Is there another ilah besides you, Allah? فَلَمَّا أَن تَمَّتْ مُدَّةُ أَشْهُرِكَ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْمَلَكِ الْمُوَكَّلِ بِالْأَرْحَامِ فَأَخْرَجَكَ عَلَىٰ رِيشَةٍ مِّن جَنَاحِهِ ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ يَسَّرَ 9 months had passed. The period of development of this amanat and trust had passed. Now the time had come for this amanat to come into the dunya. Allah says, I send wahi to the angel that was deputed to guard over the womb. The fetus is large, the child is large, the passage is narrow and small. The angel spreads out its wing and the passage of this child into the dunya is made easy. How easy? He said that the bones of the skull are hard. They have to be hard in order to protect the brain. But if the bones of the skull of the unborn child had to be hard, as the child is coming through the narrow passage, the bone will crack and the brain destroyed. So Allah has made the bones of the unborn child's skull liquid form so that it compresses. It becomes hard after the child is born. Which doctor, which scientist was sitting there and deciding all this? أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ Why doesn't he think of his own origin? From where did he come from that he is arguing? One message comes forth when Quran speaks of the origin of insan, that of insignificance. And when Quran speaks of the end product, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ We have created this insan in the best of forms. He is made the paragon of Allah's creation, the height of Allah's creation. Mufassirin explain, why this difference? They say, so when insan ponders on his origin, he will realize how insignificant he is, and that he has no claim to pride or arrogance. And when he ponders over the end product, he will realize the greatness and the kamal-e qudrat and the power of Allah, who from nothingness made the paragon of his creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ Blessed is Allah, who is the best of creators. Yazid bin Abi Muhallaf was a pious person. One day he was sitting on the roadside, people were going past. They were greeting him with great reverence and honor. Hazrat Salaam Alaikum, Hazrat Salaam Alaikum, Hazrat Salaam Alaikum. One person walked past him and ignored him. He became very irritated. He rebuked that person. Don't you realize who I am? Can't you see all these people are greeting me with respect? How can you ignore me? He said, Ana arafu minka bidhatik. He says, I know you better than you know yourself. He said, what do you mean by this? This person replied, Awaluka nutfatun abira, wa akhiruka jifatun mayyita, wa baynahuma tahmilul qadira. He said, your beginning, your inception is a drop of... When he heard this, he said, you have recognized me better than all the other people. Allama ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi said, Ajibatu liman kharaja min majra al-bawli marrataini kayfa yatakabbar. That it surprises me, that insan who passed through the passage of urine twice, how does he ever become proud or arrogant? What claim does he have to pride and arrogance? This earth which we are living on, if this earth had to be divided into five parts, three parts will be water and two parts will be land. And from that two parts of land, if that is divided further, half of it will be rivers, forests, jungles. And the other half is that small piece of ground that is shared by 6 billion insan. And in that 6 billion insan, how insignificant. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو كانت الدنيا تعدل عند الله جناح بعوضة ما سقى كافرا منها شربة ما. That this earth is so tiny and so insignificant in the eyes of Allah, that it is not equal to the wing of one mosquito. He said not equal. He didn't say equal. He said not equal. For our understanding, if we have to assume that it is equal, just for our understanding, say the earth is equal to the wing of one mosquito. There are presently approximately 200 countries in the world. If you take the wing of the mosquito and divide it pro rata into 200 pieces, what tiny piece will remain for South Africa? And in that tiny piece, what even tinier piece will remain for East London? And in the small, tiny East London, there is one big Seth Saab who's got one or two factories, one or two cars, one or two properties, and he feels, I am somebody. What is his haysiyat? What is his comparison when compared to the creation of Allah? This is why they say, if you want to understand your prominence, then don't sit in your office and think about it. Sit in the toilet and think about it, that what is coming out from me. Insan has no claim to arrogance or pride. Min nutfa. Allah calls out in the Quran, Qutil al-insan. Qutil al-insan. May this insan be destroyed. Ma akfara. How ungrateful is he to his Allah? He has forgotten his Allah. He lives on the earth of Allah, breathes the air given by Allah, sees with the eyes given by Allah, hears with the ears given by Allah, grasps with the hands given by Allah, walks with the feet given by Allah, utilizes the countless bounties of Allah. He knows his Allah is looking at him, yet he will look at haram, he will listen to haram, he will plan haram, his days are spent in haram, his night is spent in haram. He challenges Allah. Muazzin calls out, come to your Allah. He defies that call. He lives on Allah's earth, utilizes the bounties of Allah, and makes war with Allah. Qutil al-insan. Allah says, may this insan be destroyed. Ma akfara. How ungrateful is he to his Allah? Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. From what was he created? What claim to arrogance or pride does he have today?
How dare he defy his Allah? From what was he created? Min ayy shayin khalaqa? What is his origin? Min nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Quran answers. Min nutfa. Ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah. Understand who is your Allah. Shibli rahmatullah alayhi said, lo araful nas qadr azamatillah ma aso. If insan had to understand the azmat of Allah, appreciate the azmat of Allah, they would never disobey Allah. The root cause to all the disobedience, all the lies, all the deception, all the treachery, all the wrong, is we have not understood who is Allah. That drop of sperm, they said, is one cell. Inside that cell is the DNA of that cell. It is said the DNA is so tiny. First of all, the cell, you need a microscope to see the cell. Inside that cell is the DNA of that cell, which is so tiny that it is 1,000,000th the size of the cell. For layman's terms to understand it, we all know what is 1 millimeter. Divide the millimeter into 1,000 parts, that is the size of the DNA. And that DNA consists of 3.5 billion characteristics. 3.5 billion nucleotides. So much of information is contained in that DNA, that it is said that if it had to be recorded in a written form, you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long, from a drop of sperm. 9 months later, this insan is brought forth from one cell, fi ahsani taqweem, the paragon of Allah's creation, a composition of 100 trillion cells. Yet it is said, if the DNA of all 100 trillion cells are put together, it will fit in one ice cube. And if it is opened up, it will form a distance from the earth to the sun and back 400 times. 80 billion miles long is the DNA of each human being. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Allah says, were you created just like that? Are we not your creators? أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. Reflect and ponder over that drop of sperm that emanates from you. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create it? Did you create it, or are we its creators? Insan has to make sujood to Allah. Insan has to bow down before Allah. Insan has to become the slave of Allah. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the object. Allah has to become the direction. Abadi, utlubani, tajidani, in wajatani, wajatta kulla shay, wa in futani, fataka kullu shay, wa ana khairul laka min kulli shay. Allah says, O my slave, search for me. Look for your Allah. Make that effort to establish the greatness of Allah in your heart. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, my greatness, my majesty, my glory is such that the 7 heavens and the 7 earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity, fi qalbil mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart is for Allah. This heart has to become the maskan of Allah. This heart has to become the arsh of Allah, ulama say. The tragedy and the travesty and the oppression of this insan, the container from which I eat must be clean. My clothes must be clean. My shoes must be clean. My house must be clean. My car must be clean. Everything around me must be clean. But that heart, which is supposed to contain the love of my Allah, that heart which is for Allah, we have filthied it. and we have dirtied it and we have blackened it with looking at haram, with listening to haram, with planning haram, with repeatedly committing haram, and the concern and the worry is not even there in us. And yet Allah is so merciful. Allah is so kind. Yabna Adam, Adhkuruka wa tansani. Allah calls out, O Ibn Adam, O Insan, I remember you and you forget me. Astatiruka wa la takshani. I conceal your faults and you do not fear me. In dhakartani dhakartuk, wa in nasitani dhakartuk. Allah says, when I remember you, in dhakartani, Allah says, when you remember me, dhakartuk, I remember you. When you remember me, I remember you. Wa in nasitani dhakartuk, and when you forget me, I still remember you. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Allah is waiting. In fact, Allah has gone forward. Yuridullahu ayyatuba alaykum. Allah says, it is already my intention to forgive you. I am waiting. When is my slave going to come back to me? Allah Ta'ala calls out to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, Bashiril Mudnibin. O Dawood, give glad tidings to the sinners. Dawood alayhi salam is shocked. Glad tidings to the sinners. What glad tidings? Allah yata'adhama alayya dhambun an yaghfira. That there is no sin. There is no sin that they will commit that is too great that I will not forgive them. Give them glad tidings. Allah is waiting for them. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Allah says, O Ibn Adam, whenever you will make dua, whenever you will have raja and hope upon you, Allah, ghafartu laka wala ubali. Allah is waiting. Allah will forgive you. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Ahmad bin Abil Huwari comes to Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah alayhi and he finds him crying. He says, oh Abu Sulaiman, why are you crying? Abu Sulaiman addresses him and he says, oh Ahmad, don't you realize, إِذَا جَنَّ اللَّيْلِ وَاخْتَلَطَ الظَّلَامِ وَخَلَا كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. That when the nightfall descends and it becomes pitch black, now the courts of the world are closed. The kings of the world have shut off their palaces. The rulers of the world have shut their doors. Guards and sentries have been placed. This is our free time. No one must come to us. No one must talk to us. No one must put their problem in front of us. This is the time nightfall has descended. خَلَا كُلُّ حَبِيبٍ بِحَبِيبِهِ. Each lover goes into solitude with his beloved. Each one turns to the one in whose heart the aspiration and desire is for that person. نَصَبُوا إِلَيَّ أَقْدَامَهُمْ وَافْتَرَشُوا إِلَيَّ جِبَاهَهُمْ. There are some slaves of Allah in whose heart is the ishq of Allah, in whose heart is the love of Allah, whose hearts have been lightened up with the noor of Iman. They get up from their beds, they stand in front of Allah, they put their foreheads down on the ground in front of Allah. فَبَيْنَ مُتَأَوِّهٍ وَبَاكٍ وَصَارِخٍ وَشَاكٍ. Sometimes they are whispering to Allah, sometimes they are calling out to Allah, sometimes they are shouting to Allah, sometimes they are silent, sometimes they are crying. Allah addresses Jibreel, O Jibreel, man taladzada bikalami wastaraha ila dhikri. The courts of the world are closed, the palaces have been shut up, but Allah descends to the first heaven and in the last third of the night, and Allah calls out, may yad'uni fa astajib lah, may yas'aluni fa atiyah, may yastaghfiruni fa aghfir lah. Who is there that is there to call out to Allah? Who is there that has some need? Who is there that wants his Allah? Who is there in whose heart the ishq and the love of Allah has caused him to stand in front of his Allah and beg from his Allah? Allah is sufficient for you. kafa billahi wakila, kafa billahi nasira, kafa billahi hasiba, kafa billahi shahida, kafa bihi bidhunubi ibadihi khabiran basira. Allah is sufficient for you as your helper. Allah is sufficient for you as your witness. Allah is sufficient for you as an overseer. Allah is sufficient for you as your protector. Alaysallahu bikafin abada. Allah calls out to you, is your Allah not sufficient for you? Why have you turned away from your Allah? Why are you seeking help from others besides Allah? Habib Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he praises Allah, anta ahakku man dhukir, wa ahakku man ubid, wa ansaru man ibtughi, wa arafu man malak, wa ajwadu man su'il, wa awsau man ata. Worthy of remembrance is only you, O my Allah. Worthy of worship is only you, O my Allah. Generosity is only from you, Allah. Help is only from you, Allah. Each time the slave of Allah stands in front of Allah and he says, Allahu Akbar. He says, Allahu Akbar. Every veil, every boundary, every obstacle between him and Allah is removed. Jannat is opened up. The hoors of Jannat are told, look at your husband who is aspiring for you. Allah calls out to the slave, Qasamtu salata baini wa bain abdi. I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When the slave of Allah stands in salah and he says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to my Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. Allah himself replies, Hamidani abdi, my slave has praised me. When he says, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Allah himself replies, Athna alayya abdi, my slave has glorified me, my slave has praised me. Allah is not in need. Akbar min kulli kabir, Aqwa min kulli qawi, Az min kulli aziz, Azam min kulli azim, Ajal min kulli jaleel, more mighty than all those with might, more powerful than all those with power, more great than all those with greatness, more supreme than all those with supremacy, more glorified than all those with glory. Allah is not in need. Yet this zalim insan stands in front of Allah and he says, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. He is standing in front of Allah. Allah is replying directly to him. Yet not for one second in his heart is even the thought of Allah. He says, Allahu Akbar. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, glory be to my Allah, who is the greatest. Still his heart is empty of Allah. Sami Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Rabbana, Rabbana, lakal hamd. O my Allah, O my Rabb, for you is all praise. Still his heart is empty of Allah. He goes into sajda. More lower than this insan cannot go. The height of humility, the height of submission. His forehead is on the ground before Allah. Wa inna sajida la yasjudu fi qadamayhi ar-Rahman. The person in sajda is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. Aqrabu ma yakunu al-abdu ila rabbihi azza wa jalla wa huwa sajid. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. On his tongue is the words, Subhana rabbi al-a'la. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. Still his heart is empty of Allah. The shop, the job, the wife, the children, and even masiyat, disobedience of Allah, he is planning. He is in sajda and still he is not thinking about his Allah. That heart which does not beat with the love of Allah in sajda, how is that heart ever going to remember Allah outside salah? Shaitan has stolen the love of Allah from our hearts. The garden of namaz has dried up. The field to earn the ta'alluq and relationship with Allah has dried up. And the greatest tragedy and the greatest travesty is that when I put my hand in my pocket, that 100 rand note which I had, if it is not there, my home, my sleep becomes haram for me. I become restless. The love of Allah has come out of my heart and I am not even worried. I am living on the earth of Allah and I have not made my Allah the goal. I am living with desires other than that to please Allah. And the concern has come out. I am not even worried. So so merciful. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam. Allah calls out, Yabna Adam, ila man taltafid, ila man huwa khayrun minni. O Ibn Adam, O my slave, to whom are you turning your attention to? Is there someone else for you besides Allah? Is there someone else that has created you besides Allah? Is there someone else that is fulfilling your needs besides Allah? Is there someone else protecting you besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to remove the darkness of the qabr for you besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to shower mercy on you on the plains of Hashar when insan will be swimming in their own perspiration besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to enable you to cross the Sirat besides your Allah? Is there someone else that is going to give you Jannat besides Allah? That in Salah you have forgotten Allah. Greater arrogance, greater zulm, greater oppression than this, what can there be? Dawat is the lifeblood of this ummah. Through Dawat, this ummah will learn Iman. We haven't been sent for the worthless and useless possessions of this world. What good is that wealth after which there is... What good is that wealth behind which is the fear of poverty? What good is that health after which there is sickness? What good is that ease and comfort after which there is hardship? What good is that youth after which there is old age? What good is that life after which there is death? This dunya has no value. The life of this world is not the object. It is not the goal of this ummah. This ummah was sent to turn the attention of themselves and the entire humanity away from this dunya towards akhirat, away from the created things towards Allah, to establish the greatness of Allah in the heart. To go from person to person, town to town, village to village, locality to locality, and call them to Allah. Dawud alayhi salam calls out to Allah, Ayyu ibadika ahabbu ilayk. O my Allah, tell me, whom of your slaves do you love? Allah replies, Taqiyul qalb, naqiyul kaffain, la ya'ti ahadam bisu, wa la yamshi bin namima, tazulul jibal. وَلَا يَزُولْ أَحَبَّنِي وَأَحَبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّنِي وَحَبَّبَنِي إِلَى النَّاسِ. O Dawood, they are those in whose hearts is my taqwa. They do not stretch their hands out to anybody but me. They are firm on my commands. Mountains will move, but they will not move. O Dawood, they love me. They love those who love me. And they make that effort by which mankind will love me. Allah, Dawud alayhi salam calls out, Inni uhibbuk, O Allah, I love you. Wa uhibbu man yuhibbuk, I love those who love you. Fa kayfa uhabbibuka ila an-nas. How can I make that effort by which mankind will love you? These are the chosen of Allah. These are the beloved of Allah. He is asking, how can humanity love you? Allah Ta'ala replies, ذَكِّرْهُمْ بِعَلَائِ وَنَعْمَائِ وَبَلَائِ. O Dawood, go from person to person. Go from person to person. Tell them about their Allah. Tell them about the greatness of Allah. Tell them about the majesty of Allah. Tell them about the glory of Allah. Tell them about the bounties of Allah. Tell them of the favors of Allah. Introduce this entire makhluk to Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadira wa da'iyan ila Allah bi idnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as a witness as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner. Wada'iyan ila Allah. We have sent you as a da'i to Allah, as a caller to Allah. The greatest sunnat of Anbiya, maqsad of Anbiya was da'wat. This ummat was sent for da'wat. We have to go town to town, village to village, home to home, locality to locality, person to person, and say to this entire humanity that in the heavens and in the earth, no one is going to protect you besides Allah. No one has given you life besides Allah. No one is enabling you to breathe besides Allah. No one is enabling you to see besides Allah. No one is enabling you to hear besides Allah. No one is giving you food to eat besides Allah. No one is enabling you to take that food and put it into your mouth besides Allah. No one is enabling you to swallow that food besides Allah. The food can never be digested without the qudrat of Allah. No one is bringing day besides Allah. No one is bringing night besides Allah. The sun is not rising except with the power of Allah. The sun will not set except with the power of Allah. The moonlight will not come out. The moon will not come out except with the power of Allah. The waxing and the waning of the moon will not occur except with the power of Allah. Peace will never be found on this earth except with the order of Allah. Harmony will never be found without the order of Allah. Love will not exist without the order of Allah. Hatred will not be found without the order of Allah. Wars cannot take place without the permission of Allah. Bombs cannot fall without the permission of Allah. The bombs cannot explode without the permission of Allah. Trees cannot grow without the permission of Allah. Rainfall cannot fall without the permission of Allah. Crops cannot come out of the ground without the permission of Allah. Those crops cannot turn into trees without the permission of Allah. The trees cannot give branches without the permission of Allah. The branches cannot turn into leaves without the permission of Allah. The leaves cannot turn into fruit without the permission of Allah. The fruit cannot ripen without the permission of Allah. Sweetness cannot come into that fruit without the permission of Allah. In the heavens, in the earth, right, east, west, north, south, right, left, nothing happens except with the permission of one Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ. He is the ilah of the heavens. He is the ilah of this earth. So much this da'wah has to be given. So much we have to call to Allah. So much we have to invite to Allah. So much we have to negate the ghair of Allah. That in this heart is only Allah. In this mind is only Allah. In this body is only Allah. Till that realization is reached that my life belongs to Allah, my wealth belongs to Allah, every breath of air for my Allah, every step I take for my Allah. قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, is only for my Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. So much we have to speak about Allah, that this heart is filled with the love of Allah, this heart is filled with the desire for Allah. Allah calls out to Jibreel, مَنْ تَلَذَّذَ بِكَلَامِي وَاسْتَرَاحَ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِي. O Jibreel, those who will get ladhat in reading my Quran, those who will get rahat and peace in remembering me, those who in the dead of night will turn to the Allah, they are crying, O Jibreel, console them. Don't they realize that a lover will not harm his beloved? I أَوَّلُ مَا أُعْتِيهِمْ, the first thing I will give them, أَنْ أَقْذِفَ مِن نُورِ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ, I will put my noor in their hearts. I will put my noor in the hearts. وَالثَّانِي لَوْ كَانَتِ السَّمَاوَاتُ السَّبْعَ وَالْأَرْضِينَ السَّبْعَ فِي مَوَازِينِهِمْ. And the second thing, if the seven heavens and the seven earths had to be put in their scale of good deeds, لَسْتَقْلَلْتُهَا لَهُمْ, I will think this is too less for them. And the third thing, Allah says, I will turn to them and say to them, ask from your Allah, whatever you want from your Allah will be given to you. Can we imagine when Allah's treasures are opened up and a person can take whatever he wants, what Allah won't give that person? The mind cannot fathom. Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentions the riwayat, the lowest jannati. Allah will say to that person, tamanna, desire, ask for what you want. If it is told to an ordinary person that ask for whatever you want and whatever you ask for will be given to you, I'm giving you 1 minute. In 1 minute, how much he can ask for? How long does it take to say, I want 10 homes Or I want 10 palaces. Or I want 10 billion ren. Takes a few seconds. Allah will say to the lowest jannati, ask. He will not be given 1 minute. He will be given 3 days and 3 nights to ask. The lowest jannati, he will ask and ask and ask and ask and ask. And Allah will grant and grant and grant and grant. And finally Allah Ta'ala will say to him, قَدْ رَضِيتُ بِدُونِ مَا يَحِقُّ لَكُ. You have become satisfied with less than that which I wanted to give you. Whatever you have asked for is yours, and 10 times that is yours. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions a riwayat about the lowest jannati. Lengthy riwayat, just one section of it. فَتَقَدَّمْ حَتَّى يُفْتَحَ لَهُ الْقَصْرِ. He will go ahead in his jannat until he will come to a huge palace. وَهُوَ مِنْ دُرَّةٍ مُجَوَّفَ سَقَائِفُهَا وَأَبْوَابُهَا وَأَغْلَاقُهَا وَمَفَاتِيحُهَا مِنْهَا. This palace will be a dome of pearl. The doors, the walls, the floors, the roof, everything of it will be out of pure gold. تَسْتَقْبِلُهُ جَوْهَرَةٌ خَضْرَى مُبْطِنَةٌ بِحَمْرَى فِيهَا سَبْعُونَ بَابٍ كُلُّ بَابٍ يُفْضِي إِلَى جَوْهَرَةٍ خَضْرَى مُبْطِنَةٌ كُلُّ جَوْهَرَةٍ تُفْضِي إِلَى جَوْهَرَةٍ عَلَى غَيْرِ لَوْنِ الْأُخْرَى فِي كُلِّ جَوْهَرَةٍ سُرُرٌ وَأَزْوَاجٌ وَوَصَائِفُ أَدْنَاهُنَّ حَوْرَاءٌ عَيْنَاءٌ. In front of this palace will be a huge green dome, actually a green pearl. It will be lined on the inside with red. This pearl will lead to 70 doors. Each door will lead to another huge pearl.